The city commission met for its second meeting of September. We kicked things off instead of a pre-meeting workshop at our normal pre-meeting workshop time. We joined some folks down at Lee Richardson Zoo, staff, the zoo advisory board, Friends of Lee Richardson Zoo, and folks who've been generous with their donations of time and money over the years to celebrate the groundbreaking of the primate exhibit, the animal hospital, and the flamingo exhibit. These are three projects, CD, that were included in the November 17 sales tax ballot issue that Finney County voters approved. And it marks the first groundbreaking of the projects that were in that list. In addition to the three at the zoo, the other projects are an expansion of Jenny Barker Road north of Shulman up to the K-156 intersection, an indoor gun range, and then a third fire station would be at the corner of Jenny Barker Road and Shulman. So those are sort of stair-stepped out. The zoo projects were some that were identified to be on the front end. And we're really excited to get to this point. We did a construction manager at risk option for designing and building and agreeing to a maximum amount for those three projects. We're working with Hutton Construction, and so there were representatives from Hutton Construction at the groundbreaking too. We're excited to be doing this project in that fashion and with Hutton. This is the first time a city project's been done under the construction manager at risk format. So we're learning a lot as we go through it, talking to other people like the school district and Finney County who have used this process before. But given that we were new to it, it probably did slow down the process a little bit for us, but not much. Again, the ground is officially broken in a ceremonial fashion, and it sounds like Thursday and Friday it'll get broken with a little bit heavier equipment. Well, the zoo's a department of the city, so yes to both of those. So there's still some general city administrative oversight and city commission oversight, but absolutely, Zoo Director Christy Newland is probably carrying the bulk of the workload for us in that regard, and she's done a great job, and really over the last 2 or 3 months has really kind of probably pushed to get this thing starting in 2019 rather than being delayed even further into 2020. So I really credit her for kind of getting this and it's a stage of construction manager at risk, and it involves us with our, using our design professionals and just kind of getting people to agree. And it takes a while to get to such a defined design and bid amounts that there's a little bit more front end work. But I think the advantage, from what I understand, of this process is, it gives you a lot of sort of real-time flexibility and efficiencies in both money and the build-out time once you hit this point. And so Christy did a great job getting us to this point, and I sure appreciate her work and look forward to some construction going on down at Lee Richardson Zoo.